So how shall we do this? Tane-san, do you want to maybe, if we go through each of the three entries and each give our impression of the projects?
Just so
about the first one?
Okay. Just one thing that when I this is the volume of the first one is quite different from the other last two.
Yeah.
Consider like this difference in the judgment that basically the others are more like high rise as a tower, then the first one is quite low.
What
we should take into the account of these volumes?
Yeah. I don't know how can we judge. What do you think?
How to judge?
No, because probably this is a part of the discussion that how we judge. But just simply the question was from competition side, how much you request to make this proposal in a condition based of volume, or just simply free to propose anything in terms of volumetries, like urbanistic.
There's a free request of volumetry in the competition, or to respect the volume or not. I think we don't never specify. Is it right?
Okay.
Maybe Umeoka-san knows how about the
total floor area is 30,000 or 40,000 square meter per each building.
And we ask them to follow the regulation or.
Normally, yes, because we already put all the data in the internet site, so maybe they should know the data. But even if they didn't follow it, maybe.
Well, maybe this is also doesn't follow the guidelines.
Sometimes it happens that they didn't strictly follow the guidelines.
Wait, probably this one because put the in the middle. We talk about the third one.
The line is like something like.
Yeah, but also it put. I saw that generally inside there's no volume. There's no volumes. I mean, between the two buildings. There's a passage. You use probably the volume.
Alright.
If you see in the section of the third competitor.
Yeah.
You can also because the question was also him follow the floor area. But I say that in the middle. Between the two buildings, have to be a passage, but he put a building, and so probably he respected. I don't know, probably.
Okay.
By the way, I found the some data about the site. The site area, the 8,087 square meters this site has. Also, the building coverage ratio, is it okay? It's 80%, maximum 80%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the maximum height is 60 meters. 60 meters. Mm-hmm. And the maximum maximum total floor area would be the 40,435 square meters.
Can you repeat it?
Okay. Repeat from the maximum height would be the 60 meter, and also the maximum total floor area is 40,435 square meters.
Okay.
In the green area would be 10%.
Okay.
It is requested, I think. Mm. And also the 1,700 people.
Mm.
It's a population, how to say? It's in this area. And the 400 people is a population for the commercial area. And sorry, it's Chinese, but maybe for the office, it will be 1,700 people.
Users.
Yes, number of users, sorry. So it'd be, if we put together 2,100 people, users.
Yeah. Mm. But I think any one of them respects all this.
And that 23 is very difficult.
Sorry? I can understand.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
No, this is like, it's a, there are under 23 years old.
Yeah,
students. Under 23 means
students, and also this this file with the with all the regulations in Chinese.
Okay.
But there's also Andrew. There's also Andrew.
Andrew.
Yes. Andrew. Of course.
Ah, Andrew. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah.
About the number A and number C, they want to mix the use of the building, and number B is he separates the use of the building. So
number B
wa office commercial. Mixed use wa これも mix.
Yeah, they mix the only one respect the program.
So shall I give my some comment? Shall we talk? Maybe just look at each project that gives comments. So do you have any thoughts about now that we understand about the, I guess, the brief and the conditions? Do you have any thoughts about the first scheme, Scheme A?
Some comments or. But we can comment. We can comment one by one, all of us.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. Andrew, do you want to start?
Sure. Okay. So my thoughts about Scheme A. I mean, there's this two pages, and the first page has this perspectival image looking up at the building.
Yeah,
And the building looks, in this image, looks really severe. Everything is grey. Has almost the image of a multi-story prison, something. very serious building. Not so pleasurable kind of image. But on the second page, each of these. The levels or each of the blocks has a kind of slightly different expression and a different color and a different image of the windows, which is a little bit more attractive. and also in this image, this kind of the vertical structure, the big columns, are not so apparent. So I guess this one reminds me of a little bit of the apartment project by MVRDV, where this very large building was given a different expression, and very different expression in all of its parts. Yeah. So I prefer to look at the second page. makes me feel better about the project. But I'm interested about, you know, there's a little diagram there showing the relationship between the building and the pond, and the idea of trying to expand the relationship with the pond. But I think there's something a little bit strange about the way that the designer tried to realize this idea. In the diagram suggests that the building expands towards the pond, moves in the direction of the pond, but there's another further diagram which shows how to use the growth, and you can see three little squares: office, shop, and restaurant. And it says it sort of proposes some outdoor space, where to smoke, a place to rest your feet, a terrace to eat. But the thing about those diagrams is that the proportion of the indoor space to the outdoor space is a little bit strange. There's a very small office and a very big terrace where it says you should smoke. When I look at that diagram, it seems really peculiar that you need three times as much space for smoking as for working. And actually this kind of slight strangeness is actually apparent in the design of the building. When you can see in the third lot of diagrams, where it's showing how they've transformed the building, and so instead of the building as a big block, they've created this great big deck. But actually, in order to reach out to the pond, but in effect, what the deck does is push the building away from the pond. And the proportion of the pond, as you were pointing out earlier, is really big. The proportion of the deck is really big, such that it makes the building seem really small. So my feeling about this project is it has some kind of interesting ideas, but the realization of them is a little bit strange, particularly to do with proportions. The proportions seem really extreme and actually not so useful. That's my kind of comment about the project.
I think, let me just try to make one thing.
Sure.
I'm a little bit sure. Use the golden ratio for the proportion of the shop for the terrace.
Oh, I see. Yep.
And I totally agree. If someone wants to say something else.
Yep. No, I think you're right. That's good. Well spotted.
Okay. Max, do you want to say something
about the project? Maybe the scheme A. I don't know why he didn't follow the guideline, but maybe he didn't see. But of course, there and 23, so maybe all of them are in the fourth grade or the master one, master grade, first grade. So we can be kanyo, how to say?
Generous? Kanyo, intolerance.
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 So without tolerance.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think the idea of use a terrace and so change the space is one movement possible that should be also interesting, but the realization is really, really exactly in. For 23 people is they work probably 10 minutes. Like,
yeah.
Someone want to say something else?
Uh,
it. Should we move on to the next one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Umeoka-san, do you want to start with the...
Project number 8. Do you know this diagram showing the how to use the growth?
Just
to understand by myself that this kind of like a little corner of the shop restaurant. This diagram shows the do you imagine like this part of the building area or this is like whole lot of the area? Because it's quite hard to understand. Because it kind of minimizes the activities in internal space to maximize the external surfaces are interesting, but just hard to understand the project between the thought at the diagram and then realization of this proposal are not really linked. Yeah. And it had a like good potential, but I try to understand the this difference. Do you see that more positive part as well as the potential of it?
I think that these 23 people is everybody hard smoker.
What's the climate in this area where the project is taking place? Is it very mild climate, or in winter it's cold, or it's a very tropical area?
Winter is very cold, and you're talking about the climate?
Yeah.
And in winter, very cold, and the summer is very hot, so...
Right.
Minus 12?
Minus 10 or...
Alright.
If you compare to the Japanese city, it would be corresponded to Hokkaido...
Because there's a sense in which this project, the first project A, is very kind of close to a kind of... the modernist fantasy, which relies on this very, very mild kind of Los Angeles or Singapore or Brisbane climate,
yeah.
You know, where inside or outside, you know, it's perfectly okay to be outside most of the time, you know. And so, you know, if the location was Singapore,
mm-hmm.
and this feeling that actually you provide a certain amount of occupiable space, and as you suggest that your the attitude is to try to shrink the internal area to try and liberate as much outdoor space as possible, you know, in a place like Singapore where outdoor space is at a premium is a valuable thing, that I can imagine this kind of project would have some interest. But if it's in a place where it's, you know, the outdoor space doesn't have that quality, where it's actually very tough to be outside, maybe this scheme is not so useful. So in another part of the world, maybe we would look more kindly on this building.
Yeah, I also think that he or she should explain a little bit more about how to make the shape.
Yeah,
there's so many voids.
Yeah,
and it's hard to know why we need such a big